A&M Paranormal Investigations. I'm here with my wife, Mary, and my daughter, Jessie. This is we're using screen names. My daughter and myself. My wife's real first name is Mary, but the reason we're using her real first name is because it's relevant to the findings we're about to share with you. And we had done a ghost box session back on December the 4th, and we did it in our bedroom. The reason we did that was because my wife had woke up a night or two before, and Mary, feel free to jump in here anytime. It was a night or two before you woke up in the middle of the night and saw a black shadowy figure, right?
It was about the first week of November, maybe second week of November. I woke up just a little bit, because I had been sleeping good anyway, and I saw this dark, like, shadow kind of thing oozing underneath the door. My first instinct was that it was smoke or maybe a shadow, but it was dark enough that I shone my cell phone to see if I could see the wall through it, because something told me something was there. And my cell phone did not shine through it. It was too thick.
Now, just to mention, this all has happened since our Jason in the Yard video. And if you look at the webpage, but we did a ghost box session, and it's posted on M&M Paranormal webpage under the title Jason in Our Yard. And that's at mmparanormal.blogspot.com, and the video's there. All this has happened since that. And what spurred us to do the ghost box session in our yard to begin with was Mary saw an apparition out the window in the front yard. So we, if you look at that video first, this is kind of a follow-up, I guess, to what's been going on around our house. We've had some experiences. Right after the shadow figure, we did this ghost box session. Mm-hmm. And we've had some experiences since this ghost box session, too, that we'll talk about. But I had just now got around to getting the audio mixed down from the ghost box session that we did in our bedroom. But we're going to play some portions of the ghost box session from our bedroom and just kind of talk about what we think we hear in there. Okay, so here goes the ghost box. Alright, we're going to do a ghost box EVP session. Is there anybody here that would like to communicate with us? Anybody that is...
What? Did I just hear something right there?
Okay, I heard. I do. And so we play it three times there. That first one was I do. Alright. Go on a little bit more.
Is there anyone that would like to communicate with us?
That's I do. Me. I do. Okay.
Is the apparition that was in the room here with us now?
Okay. Delayed response a little bit. Yeah.
Really? Yeah. Wiring is here.
Yeah, I heard that too.
We hear that a lot, don't we?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm going to stop the playback right there just for a second. We heard I'm dead. Mm-hmm. I'm dead right there. And we actually heard that while we were recording. Okay, Jesse has something to say. Go ahead.
Well, I can understand where I get I'm dead, but I also hear after that someone's dead.
Okay. We hear things like that we've heard them before. Mm-hmm. When we went to, we did a ghost box session at the Surrender House in Dover. And I think that was the first time we heard "I'm dead."
Right.
When we were trying to communicate with the spirit. And I don't know if it's just maybe something that, you know, they're trying to say, well, look, I'm a person and I'm dead, but I'm a person. I'm here communicating with you.
Well, I was just going to say, I think we heard it in our yard, too, with the Jason apparition, or the Jason.
Was it on the Jason video also?
Yeah,
because
we were hearing
right.
it more than once. That's why we said we heard it more than.
Yeah.
You know, we heard it a lot.
Right.
So.
Okay, so that seems to be a repeating thing, and not something you would hear on a radio either.
No, I don't know why somebody would say that.
I mean, you know, you don't hear "I'm dead" in a song
right.
that I know of.
Yeah.
I
got shot in the head, now I'm dead.
So, you know, the fact that it keeps coming right. through in different sessions, you know, is just kind of interesting. Okay, let's move on with the with our bedroom recording. Is this Jason? The question was, is this Jason? And what I got was, it's Jason, and sure is. And I play it back two or three times usually, the little clip where I think I hear that, you know. That's just, you want to play back the actual phenomenon part, you know, where it's answering.
Right.
So that people can hear it. And I know sometimes it, once you're told what you think it is, you can hear it a lot better. But anyway, I heard in that one, Jason, and sure is. Here we go, more of the audio.
Is this a human spirit?
Okay, on that one, is this a human spirit? I heard no.
And that almost erases what we just said about the "I'm dead." Either there's two spirits, or two things trying to communicate or something, because why would a non-human spirit say "I'm dead"?
Yeah, that's a good point. Yeah, and it may be that we have more than one kind of thing that we're dealing with here. All right. Now they start getting a little more creepy because they start mentioning Mary's name. You know. So let's go on.
Why are you here?
Okay, now this part, before I play the repeats of it, at first I listened to this a couple of times, and then I don't know how many times I've listened to it, but several. And finally, it came out, "Mary called my name." And it's like, "Mary called my name." It's part of a song somewhere, you know. But that's what I'm hearing, "Mary called my name," and Mary is my wife.
Right.
So let me play that little snippet again.
What is your real name?
A lot of stuff in there in that one, but there was a little part and you wouldn't have even noticed it, I don't think, except for when I'm running it through on the software, I could kind of see that something was coming through. And when you go back and you listen to it a little bit, I can hear Mary, and Mary has asked, "What is your real name?" And it comes back, and there may be other things in there that I'm not hearing, but I definitely hear Mary. And it's kind of a little quiet, grumbly, gurgly sound. But I've got it enhanced just by all I'm doing is increasing the volume here. And in these next, so here it is three times where it says Mary. And then I come back and I ask, tell us your name. So, tell us your name. Okay, now on that one, I get your spirit guide, and then there's a little bit of music, like it's announcing, and then I get Mary. It's like it continues calling Mary's name. But this time, when I say tell us your name, it's I hear your spirit guide, a little bit of music, and then Mary. So, listen to that again. You heard what?
I think I heard it say mom's name Mary about three times, and it says your spirit guide Mary, Mary, and then the last time it says Mary again.
You hear it more than once. Okay. Alright, we're gonna end this session. If you have anything to say, if anyone has anything they'd like to say, do it now. Okay, now this one's really odd too. It's almost like there's two things coming through at once. And I'm sure, and the way the ghost box works, that's very possible, that
right.
There's two things coming through at the same time. I hear, at first I thought I was hearing, oh my soul, give you that peace. As I listened to it a few more times, instead of give you that peace, I'm thinking it might be saying, give you that obedience.
That's what I'm hearing, obedience. We thought it might have been give you that convenience.
Yeah.
And then there was a different syllable sound in there, so it sounds like give you that obedience.
So we're still a little unclear on this message, but it's, oh my soul, that's definitely there. Give you that, that's definitely there. Peace, obedience, convenience, we're not sure what the last word is. But then on top of that, I hear Mary again. It's there, or behind that, however you want to think about it. But, you know, another whole thing going along with that, I hear Mary's name again. So it's, oh my soul, give you that obedience or something.
Well, I'm hearing, oh my soul, give you that first peace.
First peace?
Yeah.
See, I thought I heard peace at first also. So, it may be peace, it may be obedience, it may be convenience. I don't know. Convenience sounds more like a radio word that you would hear.
Yeah.
You know? But then on top of that is Mary again. So, listen
and this has been streamlined for a very long time, so even for... It couldn't have been just a song that's leading through a Mary because it's too long. It's what?
Well, the original recording runs about 8 minutes, but there's a one part in the original where we switch over to the AM band. All this was done on FM frequency, but the AM band was so cluttered, I couldn't hear anything of any. I couldn't make anything out of anybody.
Gotcha.
So I just eliminated the AM band sweep and the questions we asked there. And all we're getting here is FM. This is all FM responses. So anyway, let's hear this closing part again. Oh my soul, give you that peace, or give you that obedience, or whatever it is. And then listen also for the Mary that's kind of in the back of all of that. That one is kind of weird. And then just go ahead and play the rest of it here. This is just the ending of it here.
All right, we're about to close out this session. Whoever's here with us, we thank you for communicating. We wish you peace and love and God's light. Goodbye.
I don't know. Maybe my ears are just... train now to listen for Mary, but I thought I heard Mary come through again in that one, in just the closing.
Yeah.
But go ahead.
I'm not sure. It's just kind of messing with me to hear my name mentioned that many times.
Yeah, I know. And with me too. Very, very creepy kind of. Seems like we've got two different things coming through. The Jason spirit from the yard, I think, is trying to do something. Okay, right at this point in the recording, when we were playing it back, we didn't hear it until we were playing back the entire thing. So I've come back to insert this in. We had a unexplained noise, and we didn't have any of the other files playing. We didn't have any electronics going. It sounds to me like a beep. My wife and daughter kind of feel like it's saying something. We're not sure of what it's saying, but it's a little unexplained sound here, and we'll play it a couple of times. The Jason spirit from the yard, I think, is trying to... So it comes in right after I say Jason spirit from the yard. The Jason spirit from the yard, I think, is trying to... So we're not sure what that is exactly, but we just want to come back and insert this. Seems like an EVP without any kind of input. We did not have the ghost box going. We did not have the recording from the ghost box going. There was nothing electronic making that noise. We're not sure what it is. But anyway, back to the regular podcast. And there may be something else here too. Now, whether it's talking about Mary, as in my wife Mary, or maybe it's another spirit that likes to be known as Mary, or maybe it's Mary's spirit guide, or somebody that wants to be Mary's spirit guide, but it identified itself as not a human spirit at one point.
Right. I just know that I haven't had a whole lot of visits since then, though, so I don't feel like that's complete. I don't think we're done with the ghost box.
Well, I don't either. We're definitely going to have to come back and do some more on this. But since all of this, since this this session in our bedroom where you saw the black shadow figure,
the floating black cloud, even if that would be what it would be.
It wasn't really a figure, was it?
No,
it was just a
big, thick, dark. It was like a cloud. It looked like it was kind of bleeding under our door, like it's reaching underneath our door.
Okay.
But it wasn't a person.
Wasn't
it? But it was just thick enough that I knew something was there. But the light wouldn't go through to the other wall like most of the time it would.
Okay. So since then, we've had a few more things that's happened to you. And they're not big things, really. Well, one of them for me is, kind of.
Yeah.
But anyway, what are some of the little things that's been happening? Since the ghost box session.
Well, for me, similar to your experiences, I just never verbally mentioned them because I thought it was just kind of in me, in my head.
Yeah.
But I would see, I would feel like something was tapping my back or something was tapping my shoulder, or since I work third shift, I would distinctly think that I heard the door open and I thought you would be walking in the door, kind of seeing you in the corner, and I was about to turn around and talk to you, like you were about to say goodnight. And nothing was there, the door was shut.
Yeah.
But I've seen you, it's just different. I get a cold chill. Today I was flat ironing my hair, the bathroom light flickered, I got a cold sensation and my hearing aid battery died out just like that, and I had to change the batteries.
When was this? It was before I left on my trip, so it was been early this week, about 5 days ago. I was in the kitchen, and I was pouring some tea out of the coffee pot and into the sink. We have a really small kitchen, so I thought that Mary was in. I saw her out of the corner of my eye. I thought it was Mary, and she touched my back. And we do that kind of just to let each other know where we're at in the kitchen so we don't turn around and bump into each other because it's such a small area. And I didn't think much about it until I looked around and realized nobody was in the kitchen with me. And I had definitely seen what looked like Mary out of the corner of my eye and felt her touch my back.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't get scared about it. It didn't give me any kind of scary feeling, but I asked Mary, have you been in here? She said, no, she was in the living room moving furniture around. My daughter Jessie was in the living room with her. My son was in the bedroom, his bedroom. So I was in there by myself. But I definitely felt something touch me on the back, just lightly, you know, kind of a loving touch. Felt like you were there with me, Mary. And it was that kind of feeling. It was not a scary feeling at all. I didn't have any kind of apprehension about it. Even after I realized there was nobody there, I didn't get really scared. I was just a little creeped out about it, but I wasn't afraid.
Nick had an incident where he woke up and what did you say? He said he had
He said he heard footsteps
on the ceiling.
On the ceiling. And so him and Jessie ended up sleeping in the living room that night on the couches, which is all right, you know, and he was a little creeped out. I think he might have just been creeped out over my experience and me telling it.
Maybe not, you know.
Yeah.
I've always told not to just blow it off.
Well, and I don't mean to blow off. Yeah, I don't mean to blow it off at all. But that's another experience. My son had had that. Then I left and went out of town for 3 days. And during that time, there were some things happening here, like we had some dogs.
Buddy would just keep whimpering and whining for no reason. We even went to let her outside, and she refused to go around the furniture. She insisted on jumping over the couch to get to the back door. She wouldn't go through the walkway at all. The lights were flickering a lot. You had actually texted me and said, well, at least we can text each other. Well, right after you had done that, it took me like 4 tries to actually send you a text message where it was just kind of going right through, you know.
Yeah.
It was just
of course, we have terrible reception right here, so that might have something to do with it. But then again, you know.
Well, if they were going through before and I didn't change spots, it shouldn't have affected it that
That's true,
dramatically.
Yeah. That's true.
Well, what I found weird with Nick's experience was that whenever Nick had woke me up, you guys say that whenever you guys try and wake each other up, that it just stops. And Nick had woke me up, and it just stopped. And that was kind of weird to me.
Okay. We're not sure what's happening exactly. We're still investigating.
Yeah.
We're gonna probably do some more ghost box, but we're gonna get back on this subject a little bit deeper. But this is just kind of an update, I guess, part two of Jason in Our Yard. So we'll just go from here. And thank you for listening.